that was happening with Kvod Achtanya, the Rav Smedrish and some of the organizers of this Perek Chush of Hashir. So the Melech says in Tinnim, Yisyatzev al derech lo yitoyv ru la yimo. Someone stands himself up on derech lo yitoyv, which is not good, not in so much in the bad, but someone starts off on a not good way, is ru la yimo, then when it carries on, is an ishmoyet anymore in ru, even which is something bad. Isn't Shulchanurach, and speaking of very makbid, that to be first thing in the morning, on Shulchan Egelvach, or whatever, is to start off the day with a good thing. Shir in the morning, Toyla is doch faket vi loy toiv, toivli toiv spichu, so starts off the day with ein toiv ele Toyla, is shiva for the whole day. Smaller ura on the, you know, it's called the title or whatever that was given, as if there's a question if there's anything bad about doing so. The person who asked me what the topic was maybe didn't, maybe it was sooner me, I wasn't so explicit about it. The question was whether one is mechiyav al pi Torah to pay for a damage that someone has done by sending a virus to someone else. Whether there's something bad about doing it, but there's no question. The question is whether al pi Torah one is mechiyav to pay for it. And it's something which, call it, maybe the zunga one finds a bit frustrating. Azoy zunga nimen that there's chikim and mishputim. Poor adim, pusa v'chula, is chok, we don't understand. Of the mumminers, when it comes to monetary matters, there is a lot of alpitoida, but there's a lot of, if one is allowed to say, seichel, which even a human being can understand. Azoy zunga nimen that toish mishput is something which is understandable. Other chalukim of the toida or not. But we see even in Chosh Mishpat there are things which, if we can say it, are not understandable to the push the mensch why the halucha should be like that. And before we start, there is you say this in the Gemara, when it comes to being mazik someone, we see there are obviously the push the hezek is you take someone's thing and you break it. There are the way it's expressed is sorts of distant sort of hezek or remote sort of hezek, where we see in the Gemara that there are things which are called a grumma ben ezukin, that means you've caused someone damage, although you haven't actually physically done it himself. And then we have things which are called garmi, which is a stronger sort of grumma, which is a machloikis remei in the chachumim, and we pass in like a meyer that do in dina de garmi. The classical example of Gruma bin Azukin is, which is brought down the Gemur and Bova Vastra, someone has got a shoivach, is a place where he's got his pigeons or his whatever birds, and they're high up so that cats or weasels or whatever shouldn't be able to get to them. So someone else puts a ladder near to that shoivach, which helps, that, or only through that the cat or the weasel can get to be magic the yoinim in the shoivach. That is a classical case of Gruma bin Azukin, which although it's, as we said before, is Usa to do, that is to do, but if comes al pi Torah in Bezdin, one cannot force the person who did that to pay the money. Garmi, a classical example of Garmi is Soyrev Shtoroitov Shel Chavayroi. Someone has got a star which says, an IOU, a proper star which says that Reuven owes him money. Reuven owes Shimon money, so Levi comes and takes this star and tears it up, so afterwards Reuven can deny the loan. That's called Soyra Shloisa Shachavayla. The star itself is not worth anything, but without the star one can't be going with the loan. And that is called Gomi, which is a Machloit Shemaya Chachumim, when we say that we pass them with Machir. The question is, what is the definition between Grumma, which although it's Usa, and we'll soon see how the it's not an erech lead for doing so, Bezdin can't force the person who did it to pay for it, and what is considered garmi, which is a higher sort of grumma, which Bezdin can enforce someone to pay for it. Now this question, I must say, has been already, I've seen Etchot Amid Chumim have spoken about it. I took out, we looked one Nakida of what they've spoken to, what seemed to me to be the closest Raya in the Gemurah to this sort of a Shala, and this Lerim Redmond Day. The question is that Reuven sends a virus on to Shimon's computer, not the Mishra Gerus Maivnim, but the Shala is, it is not Mazik without Shimon should open up his mail to see what he's got there. Obviously Shimon does not know what is inside there, but he is Abadab opening up what Reuven sent him, and that obviously causes him to causes his programs to causes. So the question is whether Reuven is mechiv to pay. It's not so much a practical question, because usually the person who sends the virus doesn't notify who he is. The question that I heard is, was someone, a friend, who made it as a pirim joke or whatever, and Hanachmans, he came to, well, Shimon didn't know who it is. But usually it wouldn't actually come to, hardly would ever come to his employer. Now, there's a Mishnah in Bubakamad of Memzayin and Medalas. It says as follows. Certain few cases, similar cases in the Mishnah. Hichnis peiroisov lechutza balabayis shaloi b'shis. Reuven brought in his peiros, his fruit, to the chutza of Shimon. Shaloi b'shis didn't ask permission. He had a big load of imported, a big load of whatever, apples, oranges. He didn't have where to put them, so he placed them in Shimon's chutza. The offer some behemtosh abalabais, and Shimon's behemah saw a good breakfast, and he ate them up. Is puter, so Shimon is puter, so I didn't ask Reuven to bring in the peiros. Then his cool behem balapiras, if Shimon's animal was nizik from these peiros that Reuven bought in Shloi Beshes, chayev, Reuven is chayev for being mazik, the peiros, the behemah of Shimon, since his peiros caused it. It's considered like one that has a bob, a shisarabim. One puts down an obstacle in the shisarabim, and someone was a nizik in it, one is mechiv to pay. If you put something in another person's property without permission, and unknowingly the behemah is nizik of one, is the reason is mechiv to pay. The Mu'a says, Memzayin on the base, Umarav. That's what we learned. That if Shimon's behemah was nizik from Reuven's peiros, Reuven is mechiv to pay. Lo shuni, we only learned that elu shehichlik behem. That means it's not also glitch. It slipped. Shimon's behemah slipped on Reuven's peiros. So it's not something which Shimon's behemah did in out of its own free will. Whatever will a behemah's got, satocha have some sort of a bechira. It slipped on it, was unintentional. Abu Ochlo, if Shimon's behemoth ate Reuven's peiros, and as Rashi said, it overate, and because of the overeating it was nizik or it died, puta, then Reuven is puta for the loss that happened to Shimon's behemoth, although he put in his peiros shaloi b'shis. My karma, havelos shaloi toichal. The behemoth, it's not as if the behemoth slipped, which is something which the behemoth is not responsible for. The behemoth ate these peiros out of its own free will. As far as Reuven was concerned, the behemoth shouldn't have done it. Although, guys, even the Tanabek and Tabahemoth, or the Havanah Shalai Toyotah. Umarach Shaishas, says the Shaishas. Amina, I say, Kinayim Beshuchum Rab Umarush Mata. One finds a lot of times in Shas, this sort of expression literally means that Rav said it when he was sleepy, so it wasn't, even looked in a clear mind. And then the portion when he was Kiraig on the side, and she was Chavasiur, there's a more high shot into it. Hakunim, the push of shot is that Rashi should disagree. Why? The Tanya we learned in the Braithra. Hanoisain sam hamubas the Snei Behemoth Chavayra. Someone puts down poison in front of a Behemoth of his Chavar. Puta Medina Yudon, he's Puta Medina Yudon, that means Bezin can't enforce the Mavrik to pay for it. Of the Chayyah B'dinah Shemayim, we'll go into more detail what exactly it means, the Chayyah B'dinah Shemayim. Says of Shaishas, by looking at this price, so we would assume as if some of us poison, he's a loyavida de ochle. It's not a normal thing for behemoth to eat poison. Therefore, you can say, it's initially, I'm a sabbat de kazakh, that the behemoth should eat it. Abu Painus, you put down innocent fruit in front of the behemoth, David the Ochle, it's normal for a behemoth to eat the fruit, although it might not be so normal for it to overeat, but still it's something which is normal. But mashmagvein from this price, the Bedina Udom Nama Machayev, that it would be Machayev al Pi Bedina Udom. If not, why does the price say, Anoisin Sama Mulvet to say behemoth, to say even Anoisin Payas to say behemoth? Vamai, according to Rav, even if it would be normal payas, which is normal for someone to, behemoth to eat, Habalosho Toyachon say, oh, say, for this shall to ask the behemoth to eat. Omnus Lumumus says, no, Rav could have said his, did say the member of Bolch Shem when he was awake, and everything is very clear. He had in a Philip Paylus number put him in the Udom. And Emerson turns out that even if one puts Paylus, Rav is right, he can say, have a lot of Paylus. But who comes to learn, this price comes to learn us, that the Philip Samamovus number, the Layavida the Ochler, which is not normal for the Hamid to eat it, Chayah the Dine Shemaim. Chidash is that Philip, Tamar Mubis is Chayav Bedina Shemaim. Of an Emerson, even if one puts down Paris, normal fruit in front of a behemoth, and the behemoth over S and dies, Rab can be right, or is right, in saying that Havalosh Leitoch. The Hebrew is saying that it says another Paris. Tamar Mubis, when it says poison, it includes all sorts of poison. There are poisons which one can see, and you can get hidden poisons. What is the case? Namar Baal Trachter, which is something that grows, it looks like normal vegetation which a behemoth eats, but an emerson is poison, like poisonous mushrooms or something like that. The hymopilot, so this writer could be talking about a sort of a sum which is also avida the ochler, which is normal for behemoth to eat, and yet to be a putum medina udon because havalos shaloitoch. So the closest thing to our case is this gemura. One can also say that although we don't understand it and it's very frustrating, as far as Reuben was concerned, all he did, he put in this virus into Yenim's post box, or whatever it's called. And Shimon had the braila, Havalosh Lo Toichal. Ah, it's normal for someone to open up to the one's post. Here it's also, it's normal for behemoth to eat, and yet he say that Reuben is good. Now Toichal asked Taka the question, why is it, if it's normal for behemoth to eat, why is it not considered Garmi? One would understand that it's even worse than, or it should be like Seirav Shteroitah Shachavayroi. We see that there are things which one is higher, as we said before, even if they're not Mazik V'idayim. So Tosfos says of Surah that Kivin Shebem is Kavin, basically we've said it, but Tosfos says it clear. Kivin Shebem is Kavin, maybe Ulav Dovah Shemazikoi, the behemoth in its own decision, although it didn't know that the sum would be its Mazik, or that the overeating would cause it damage. And we see it in other shonim clearer. The other shonim say that one of the chalikim tushin gruma in Garmi is that Garmi is only something which the person himself did the complete hezik. So if Shavari, he did the complete thing. Here, where you to enable the hezik, the nizik has to bring the hezik upon himself, says Tosfos. One is not Mechir Medina, Medina Uda. In the Chayla, if we would learn some of the Vitoises, it would be, the Dosti came in that one is not Mechir Medina Udom to pay for the Hezik that one did if Shimon opened up the mail himself. We see the Rosh on this Gemura, the Rosh adds a few lines. He brings, Umar Av Loishun Ahudam Lina on a Mechitnes Peirish Loyu Beshitvis, Kibahen Behemish Balachutu the Chayv, Eina Shechichwe Kibahen, the Gemura, Av Ochre Yoishun Baakutu, Mai Tama Hoyla Shloy Toichal. Then he brings what Toichal says, the Kimon Shabim is Kavin, in its own mind, Hevi Oleo Duba Hamaziko, Ein Lechayev Balachayev Bekach, one cannot be Mechayev, Reven the Balachayev. And here he adds on two, three lines, which changes the whole Aluchim. He says like this, the Lehavane Nasika Adate, Reuven, it wasn't on the owner, to the word, to say, on him, to whom Hadamina, Leshamlam is there. The Milter, the Leishchichahi, is something unusual. Shetoicho Behema Yoistam Adagat Hadikla. It isn't a normal thing for Behema to overeat itself so much that it should be Nizik. And since he put his payers in the Rashid of the Balachutza and Shimon, although it was Shaloi Rashid, but Shimon is actually here, so such a not normal thing that the behemoth should overeat itself to till it should be nizik, this is something which is al balachutza mikol shmira. That the chum decided is something which the balachutza should see, although the balachutza can say this, now I didn't ask you to bring the payas, but such a not sort of a normal hezik that the behemoth should eat itself until it's yoytimadai, is since Reuven just deposited the payas and he's not here, Shimon, the balachutza, is here, is something which the chumim felt that Reuven can say at the funeral to pass himself to give an udam, that Shimon should have looked after his behemoth. He saw his behemoth eating the pirate, okay. But he should have been careful that the behemoth should eat. Ki hi mutzi b'chutza, v'im yireh shebehem tayachelet yeis medai, he sees his behemoth eating too much, yesh lo ilamonah. So according to the Rosh, the whole Gemurah changed a completely different thing. According to the Rosh, if someone were to find Yenem's behemoth, not the where the balabus of the behemoth is, he finds it in Prince's Park, he sees Yenem's tackle dog, and he puts forward the payas, and so if the Yosem die, Reuven will be chayav. We're talking here about the hezik, the loy shchicha, and Reuven is not here anymore, and Shimon, the behemoth, is here, then the shchia shmira is on the bala behemoth, and not on the bala payas. The question is, which Rachonim asks, the Rosh says two things. He says, first of all, that's a milsa de lo shchicha. Yeah, it's a milsa de lo shchicha that the behemoth should eat yoyis medai. And then he says that since the bala chutza is here, the Gemura vastos, the Gemura says even our cluster, which is vegetation that looks like some, and the Gemura zuklu that even if tavida de ochle, one is also mentioned that the achroinim in the Rosh. According to the Rosh, if we accept what the Rosh says, no problem have either step in the figure, then one would say that in this case, obviously it's different. First of all, it's a milsa, the shchicha, that Shimon should open up his mail. And second of all, you can't expect Shimon to look after what the Rosh says over here, doesn't apply. Now the Sma brings down in Simon Shin Tzadik Gimel, Tikkut and Dalet, where the halucha is brought down of Anoisen, Peiris, where this halucha is brought down, the Sma brings down the Rosh. So according to the Sma, in our case, one would be Chayv. The Shach in Siman Shin Pei Vuf, Tifkut Mechof Gimel, where he's talking about the haluchas of Gruma and Gomi, says, and another problem which is, that the Gemura brings over here the Brice of Anois Nassam Lefnei Behemet Chavayro, and that the Gemura is brought down a couple of times in Shach. Nowhere in Shas does it say that Anois Nisam Lefnei Behemet Chavayro means when it's in a chutzah of Shimon and the Balabus and the Balabus is over here. Our Gemura Anois Nisam Lefnei Behemet Chavayro, we're talking such a case, so the Rosh can say that only in such a case. To say that the Brice of Anois Nisam Lefnei Behemet Chavayro, anyone who would have learned the Brice anywhere else in Shas besides the figure, could have taken it to mean Anois Nisam Lefnei Behemet Chavayro, even if it's in Prince's Park. So to say is Abisabdoichik to say that according to this figure, the Brice of Anois Nisam Lefnei Behemet Chavayro is only talking about in this context that it's in a chutzah Chavayro and the Bala chutzah is over here. One could say, but it's also shvem the figure, that there's a difference. Sam is something which is a loy avida de ochle, which is not normal for it to eat. So then one could be puter, even if the case of the Rosh doesn't apply, whereas Peiros, one is only chayev if it is b'chutz chavayev. Not just a little shver. The Shach in Shim Peivov Sikut Mchukimu brings the halucha of Anois Nisam Lefnei Behemet Chavayev and questions why the Mechaber, the Bet Yosef, doesn't bring this halucha, Anois Nisam Lefnei Behemet Chavayev, doesn't bring it ever. And the Shach says that since in the Gemura, Vastos, that even our Frachta, which means a sum which is not noticeable to a Behaima, one is chayev, here then if one would take the fruit and one would inject it with poison, one would also, even a Frachta, which is not noticeable to the Behaima's eye, still we say that one is puter, here then if someone would take normal pirates and inject them in poison, one would also be puter. And the Shach asks, why the Mechaber does not bring the Alucha of Nois Nisam if Nei Behemet Chavayro? We spoke in Koino, someone questioned this Halucha that one should say that one should be puter even without the Rosh, some because Havalos Shaloi Toichal, if one would take Toysus, according to Toysus, Toysus of Geder between Grumme and Gamir, that Gamir is only something which the person did the whole Hezek himself. Something which you had, the Nizik had to help the Mazik in doing the Hezek, although it was unknowingly, not unwillingly, one is puter. Someone asked that there's aluch and simulation on the base, which is very, very nagel aluch. Reuven sold Shimon produce to Zruim, seeds to plant in his field. That's the mushal there, but it could happen in commercial. In commercial, it can happen on lots of different cases. Reuven knew when he's selling it to him that these seeds are not seeds that can grow. So obviously, it's a maker's tools, and if Shimon next year he's waiting for his field to grow and it doesn't grow and realizes that the problem were in the seeds, obviously he can ask for his money back. But what about all the expenses that Shimon has in getting his workers or himself to work for months and for weeks and for watering and everything, all the expenses that he has because of the seeds that were sold knowingly that they're not they're not good for their jobs, and that could be in business, could be anything. You sell someone paint or wallpaper, whatever, and it disintegrates, or anything you sell. Does one only have to pay back, obviously, the money that Yana bought it for to make it to it, or is one also mechiv to pay all the hoitzuas and the what you were going to Yana has it? So the Mechaber brings the Rama. The Rama says that one is mechiv to pay the hoitzuas as well. So someone asked me if you one would say that the Lucha is like Toysus, like the Shach says, who doesn't bring the Sma and doesn't say that the Noisen, the behemoth Kavaila is only talking about in a case when the Balabuch of the behemoth was here and he should have looked after his behemoth. We'll say, as maybe the Shach understands, that even if you find someone behemoth elsewhere and you put forward some, you're still puter, although the Balabuch of the behemoth is not here. Why over here is one mechir to pay the expenses? One can also say, it's not done me. Why? Because I didn't make the hezek myself. That person willingly, although unknowingly, he went and put it into his field. One should also say one is put it. So I saw there's a paper on Chosh Mishpat, two volumes from the Bezhan Aruf, the Masham. The paper is called Mishpat Shulim, and he's had to bring from Chiva Sefer to Av Yisrael, who says that this Halucha and Siman Reish Lamed Beis, that one is mechir to pay for the expenses that which one caused Yana Perth to pay, is truly in this machlokes Rishonim, whether one says that the hezek which the mazik didn't do himself, but the nizik helped unknowingly to bring upon himself, whether one is mechir, yes or no. So it's the truly the machlokes. So this case in Siman Reish Lamed Beis, when one told Yana, it could happen in any sort of scenario.
Yeah, it's the same with trees. Whatever happens, these seeds weren't going to grow. While here, the behemoth wasn't necessarily going to overeat. It didn't know it's going to overeat. His seeds cannot grow. So he's done the damage with all the work. It can't grow the seeds.
Yeah, but you can also say, I didn't ask you to sow the seeds in the field.
Overeating is different.
It shouldn't have been. The question is, how sheer is it for Baima to overeat? But for example, the Shach says that if I find the enemy's Baima and I put for it an apple, yeah, which is injected with some, I'm also put. I mean, so you can say not every Baima has to eat the food. So that's what I'm saying. If you say overeating, but machiken machal machelik. But if one says, according to the Yishtaik in the Gemara, that even Afrasto, which is a harmless looking vegetation which is actually poison, one also says that Havalos Shaloi Toichal, yeah. We're not, that's what I said when I started this year. We're not talking about whether he's a tzaddik for doing it. We're talking about whether Bezin can be mechayev Yanim to pay. I'll soon come to the B'day Shema. So the Bezhan Aruch says that this Shala and Siman Reish Lamed Beis is truly in this machlokes Rishonim, whether one accepts this rule that to be mechir al tzgami, it has to be a hezek which the mazik did everything and not that the nizik held upon himself. So I thought maybe we can answer with that the Shach's question, which is a moedig shalo, why the mechaber does bring the halucha of anois and son of neidahim is chavaydah. If we say that the mechaber holds like a simon reish tamad beis, that by selling someone seeds which don't sell, one is mechiyev to pay for all the expenses or losses that you cause, so the mechaber does not accept toisus kipshitoi, that one that is something which the nizik brought upon himself. We are part of the mazik. We say that the mazik is mechiyev. So when does the halucha of anoisin peiros of noy behemoth chavayroi apply? Only in a setting where it's in a chutzah of his chaver, and the balabus was there, and the balabus should have looked after his. And that the mechaber is already brought down in Shin Tzadik Gimel. So to bring the halucha of anoisin peiros noy behemoth chavayroi blank, the mechaber didn't want to bring, because according to the mechaber, who passes the incineration on the base, that one is mechiyev to pay for the expenses, the halucha of anoisin peiros noy behemoth chavayroi might only apply when it was in such a sort of a setting, either some, which is maybe, as you say, something not the behemoth or the heat, but if it's something like a thruster or a food which was injected with poison, one would say that the mazik is only puter if it's something with the shaykh to do that the nizik should have looked after. You have to work out. So someone told me that a private person in Ishtar, that he should open up his mail to private people, do should that there is a problem. I don't know if it's shaykh to scan, or but someone said that when it comes to a business where you send in orders, it's impossible to scan. I didn't go into the chelik lemaaser, how much it is avid or not. I was talking about in 10 years ago, whenever before, before people knew about it, when it was normal to say that someone, the same thing could be, but I don't actually talk about an email, you can talk about send someone a letter bomb, yeah. You put a bomb in a letter, and you send someone a post, I think there is zecher that everyone opens up a normal post, and it's mazik. So, the master to be mechayev mumen is a bit lashala. But the Gemara says that one is mechayev lutet bina shemayim. Now the question is exactly what's like puter bina udam v'chayev lutet bina shemayim. There's two mahalchim one could say. Puter bina udam could mean that Bezdin does not enforce it. When Sigvein Bezdin has a koyach, they could go and force someone to pay, or be goyed to his nechusim even without his will. They could go if he found that he had a property, whatever, they can put the injunction on the property and be goyed. But, so that Bezdin doesn't do, but there's a richtige chiyuv to pay. That's what Lutet bina Shemayim. Or one can say no. The dina uda means that Bezdin is not a chiyuv. So I wouldn't say a midas chesidus, but it's like not a ben udam lechavayir, like a ben udam lemukim. If I was mavayish someone, I shame someone, yeah. So one has got a chiyuv to ask yenem mechila. The same sort of thing when you were goyim yenem hezik, you got a chiyuv to ask yenem mechila. Yenem not mechiyuv to be moichul you unless you pay back his damages. But it's not a mumnestik chiyuv. The Chivas Maramins was the highest in the Gedolei Ashkenaz. My history is not very good, but the medals are 600-700 years ago. Brings the raya, there's halucha, getting a bit late, but when it comes to a meikach, which someone has bought, if someone's made a proper kinyan, he can't be choizer. But if there was just a verbal agreement, and one is choizer, if he halucha, one can be choizer, the Gemara says that he's mechisa emuna. He's not someone who's a trustworthy person. He brings down from Paskin, that's what one does in such a case is, the person who's hot the tefillah gets the rule to ask the shamas to make a misha bayrach. Instead of saying a misha bayrach, I'm saying it's the answer. We say we are medir, that obviously we are mazir, and before. Ploini ben ploini is not a person that one can trust. The pusik says, she'eli sisrua lo yasi avlu, v'lo yidabri chuzov. That's what the Gemara says. This person is a shatan. That's what you can get for your breaking a verbal agreement. So the Maramin says, that's something which you won't go to me on a hezik, you just broke a verbal agreement. In such a thing, one can ask the shamans to get up and make such an announcement. And the Maramins would say even more, there is something more than a chitza munah. That means when there was a Kenyan caitiff, one actually had paid money, but al pi halucha, the Kenyan is only chalev or made at Mashiha. So with Murus, the Murus says it's a mishapura. That means instead of mishabairach, not only it's an announcement, he says, whoever curse the marble and whatever should curse ploini ben ploini, which is not something that everyone would want, but no one wants. And that Maramin says, if you wouldn't be scared, he would say that in such a case, one can even be Mishapura. Another question that's getting later in the Chonim is whether it, in such a case, helped Tfisa. We see there are such sort of things of Yaluchu where a person can't be Mechayev. The question is if the person himself grabs hold of Yenim Tchoyle when he can be Mechayev, and it's a bit of Arichas, and it's getting a bit late. So, the master of Yaluchu to be Mechayev woman, the Shtikul Shalu, though I've heard there was such a case, and there's not Yom Mechayev given on such a case, but that's for sure that the title, whether what's wrong in it, is the title was a bit of a mistake. So I'm going to finish the short story, those being such kashashas, a story I heard a week ago from he runs an organization called Meshovev Nasivas, which helps Bukharin who either have gone off the way in Eretz Yisrael or are going off the way. It's to contact an organization called Chozrim B'Sheila, where there are people, Shemah people who've gone off, whoever, who've got those to try and get Shemah to that. He works in a very strong person. He told me in the night after Duaina, from the Gedolei Yisrael, the Rosh Shiva in Shiva Letzirim in Ponovich, Tai Pagun and Mech Lida Leskovich. Some Taida, Zukun Amad, it's Taida from the Gedolei Adov. So he's got someone working on a Sefer in his on Chinuch, which is supposed to come out called Shema Bani. This person is someone called Tzvi Yabrov, who's given out lately a couple of Surim on the Chaznish, whatever. So he's sits next to him and has an author, it's called Oyrech, someone who works over and puts it in a more easy language, whatever. So he's working on his, so by sitting by him, he gets to know because he's told us his history. So they were trying to work out a very important story in his lifetime, when exactly it was. So he said that while between 12 and 13 years old, this story certainly wasn't. So it's really Abraham. How does Shiva know? Sure, I mean, there's nothing in the person. We talk about 60, 70 years ago. 12, I wrote the guy, he didn't want to answer. He's not about Abu Slava. For good cause, he has to be somebody a bit of a pagan. He went on and on and on for weeks. He has to know why does Shiva so sure that from 12 to 13. So then he told him that when he was 12 years old, his parents sent him to learn the Yeshiva far away, whatever it was in Vilna. He said it was a very good-looking, tall, handsome boy, who was only 12 years old. And on the train, he had an Asoyan of Yosef HaTzadik, but Hunger Chetter same, and he tried to get out of it and went from one carriage to the next carriage, whatever. He saw he didn't have a brider, so while the train was traveling at full speed, he opened up the window and chucked himself out of the window, and for a whole year, he lay in bed with broken bones. So that's how you know that from 12 to 13 years old, this story set the world.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.